Ranj, I know we've talked about health issues and health issues that are facing, you know, moms and dads and parents and kids and the community. Well, we talk about heart disease and heart attacks. A lot of times, I think people go to men. You think of like, oh, she lost her husband to a heart attack. Mm-hmm. You think of men. But heart disease affects women. In fact, it's the number one killer of women in America. Yet, a lot of women don't know the warning signs of heart disease until it's too late. So joining us now is Linda Marino. She's a heart disease survivor helping to bring awareness to women's heart disease. And Linda, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Hi, thank you for having me.
I have to say, I was actually pretty surprised when I saw that number, that statistic, that heart disease is the number one killer of America, because I think a lot of us do kind of associate heart disease and heart attacks with men.
Absolutely. It is the number one killer. It's more than all forms of cancer combined, which is really shocking and important for everyone to realize.
Why do you think it goes like this? I mean, I think I have an answer for it, but I'm wondering why we sort of overlook something like this.
I mean, I have to laugh because it goes along with so many of us as women. Let's face it, we're wives, we're, you know, professionals in our careers, we're moms, we're friends, we're sisters, we're all of those things. And we just carry so many burdens. And a lot of times we don't put our own health first. And I hate to say it, but I think it's because we are so busy and we prioritize other things in our lives.
So over 60 million women, which is 44% of women in the United States, are living with some form of heart disease. What are some of the signs and symptoms to recognize if you might have heart disease?
I mean, to put it simply, I think there's really two, you know, the heart has two major functions. There's the electrical function of the heart and there's the plumbing function of the heart. And a lot of the major events that happen, so for example, my event was actually a cardiac arrest, which was a result of the electrical function of the heart. A lot of heart attacks are more of the plumbing related functions, but there are absolutely signs that you can be aware of. Think of when it comes to the electrical, are you, you know, experiencing some irregular heartbeats that just don't seem right? Maybe heaviness in your legs, lightheadedness. And a lot of those plumbing type issues can be things like maybe you're nauseous, maybe you're more tired than usual, maybe it's stomach pain. Those are some of the symptoms that you don't want to go, you know, unnoticed. You want to have a conversation with your doctor. You can easily run some numbers, know your, you know, check your blood pressure, know your weight, blood sugars. Those are some of the easy things that you can do to really just keep an eye on, you know, obviously cholesterol is a big one too. Keep an eye on how that heart health is going for you, monitor it, and, you know, don't take it for granted. Make sure you're reporting some of those symptoms I mentioned.
Yeah, Linda, that's actually, I think this is, gosh, it's so hard because those symptoms, I know I've had them, my friends have them, because women's bodies are so different from men's bodies and the hormones and the functions, you know, your cycle, whatever it may be, how women's bodies absorb and manifest stress. I mean, I've felt that where like, man, why am I so tired? Why do I feel dizzy or lightheaded? You know, I have a lot of stomach pain. Why is that happening? And there are so many reasons why we might be feeling those things that, like you said, I think sometimes we just kind of wait it out. Because I feel like if I reported every time I felt bad, I would be living in a doctor's office.
No, you're right. I mean, but keeping track of it. And if there seems to be some repetition, some things happening more frequently, you need to report those things and be your own advocate. You really need to prioritize. When you know something's wrong with your body, you got to trust your gut.
Yeah.
So with your with your event when it happened, what were you experiencing and how did you know and what did you do?
I mean, the truth is I had been diagnosed with a heart condition years prior and it didn't affect my day-to-day life. My cardiac arrest that I suffered, I was actually driving down a very busy street with my daughter in the car on a Saturday afternoon. This goes back 10 years ago. So I just celebrated my 10th rebirthday, I call it. I suffered a sudden cardiac arrest. Now, the details of that day are still foggy, but this is what I do know. I left my six-month-old son at home. So here I am, a mom to a six-month-old, a two-year-old. I'm running errands, I'm grocery shopping, I'm picking up, you know, all kinds of items along the way. I don't know if I even gave it any thought if there were any warning signs that day, because truthfully, I was running around and focusing on everything else. And bam, I literally died while driving my car.
Oh. Wait, so what happened? What did you crash? Were you able to stop your car first?
No, I survived because of complete strangers that day stepping in, and a man actually was behind me and noticed my car was going really slow, pulled up next to me, didn't see me as the driver. I was slumped over. So immediately knew something was wrong. He pulled his car off to the side of the road and ran my car down, got it to a stop, and then over four lanes of traffic, another couple who happened to be pumping gas arrived to the scene, and that gentleman, a retired veterinarian, got me out of the car and performed CPR until the paramedics showed up. A sheriff happened to be nearby with an AED machine that needed to fire multiple times. The veterinarian, the man that was performing CPR, said my lips were blue, I had no pulse, and he was praying for my family that day.
Wow.
And so you remember none of that?
None of it.
You know, and so like you just remember the last thing was you were driving and then that was it?
I remember bits and pieces of that day. In fact, just yesterday I was driving that same route to the same grocery store. And, you know, I often wonder if some of those memories will come back. But no, the actual feeling of right before it happened, I don't remember. So I remember waking up in the hospital. It was about 4 days later. I was in a cooling method to help preserve brain function and to give my body rest. That was just the beginning of what has been a journey for the past 10 years of my heart disease and its progression.
So then what do you have to do to stay on top of it?
I mean, right now I am doing the things they say to do. I am, you know, really being aware of what foods I'm putting into my body. I'm working on my wellness through some strength training with some coaching, walking. I'm actually, for the first time in the past 10 years, at a stable place medically where I can be focusing on not just surviving, but actually trying to thrive again, which is something I hadn't been able to do over this journey because of a lot of other complications related to my heart disease.
If someone's listening now and maybe has felt some of these symptoms, has been worried about it, what are some risk factors that might make a woman higher risk for heart disease?
I mean, you've got to look at the genetics. My actual condition is a genetic condition. It stems from my father's side of the family. Both of my children are actually genetically positive for the same condition. So we're watching their progression very carefully. So now I'm not just a patient. I'm a mom of potential heart disease. But you really have to look at your family history and kind of wonder, well, that grandparent passed away suddenly from a heart condition. You may need to look into that a little bit further and definitely know your numbers.
And I think for a lot of people, they just don't have a, you know, there's a fear or a discomfort or whatever it is with just going to a doctor, especially if they're not feeling anything in the moment. What would you say to people like that?
You got to trust your gut. You know your body better than anyone, and you really need to, you know, make notes to yourself. I remember days when I would have to write the date and time of something I felt and reflect back, because, again, we get so busy in our day-to-day lives, it's easy to forget. But make notes, track your symptoms, and report them. And again, you have to sometimes be the one to push and say, no, I'd really like some blood work done. I'd really like to come in the office and be seen.
Yeah, you know, it's so interesting because, like you said, you need to be your own advocate. You need to trust your gut. But maybe if for other reasons you don't want to go to the doctor, you know, you think, oh, I'll be fine. I had a close family member who, what convinced them to go to the doctor was that they owed it to, you know, I owe it to my wife and kids to get this checked out, because I may not be concerned for me, but, you know, for your family, for your friends, they want you to be healthy too. So you need to advocate for yourself, but also if you are feeling reluctant, you know, you would want your kid to get checked out. You know, you'd want your spouse to get checked out. So you should too.
Right. What would you tell your best friend? What would you tell your sister? And talk it over with those you trust, and take the encouragement. Hopefully those people in your lives would support you to do what's right, and better safe than sorry. Absolutely. There's no reason I should have survived that day. It was by the quick actions of complete strangers. And now I'm thriving due to technology and advancements in products that are literally beating my heart for me every minute of every day.
There is a website, part of the American Heart Association. It's called goredforwomen.org. I believe you can go there and find all kinds of information. There are resources there too. So if people are interested in doing that, it is goredforwomen.org. Linda Marino, we really appreciate your time telling us your story and trying to raise awareness for something that may be, you know, on the back burner for a lot of people. So thank you for doing this.
It's worth a reminder every day so we can be our best.
That is Linda Marino with us here on KMOX. And one more time, the website is goredforwomen.org.